NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. There's hardly a business more subject to nature's whims than farming. Bugs, drought, heat, you name it, farmers have to worry about it. Not only farmers, but foresters too, are always on the lookout for environmental stresses that can threaten their crops and trees and lead to big money losses. And the earlier they know about them, the better. At NASA's Stennis Space Center in Mississippi, scientists are working on applying space technology to this very problem. The Space Remote Sensing Center at Stennis already has been able to help local farmers locate potential trouble spots by overflying their fields and taking digital images.
They, at least in one case, saved a watermelon farmer, I think it was about $80,000 of his crop, by detecting a portion of his field that was not receiving adequate irrigation because of a fault in his irrigation system. So in that case, I believe the farmer paid the Space Remote Sensing Center $150 to overfly his field, and the result of that was that he saved several tens of thousands of dollars in crops.
Greg Carter is a scientist in the Earth Observation Research Office at Stennis who is working to refine this capability even further. He and his colleagues have focused their research on observing in a very particular narrow wavelength of light. Most remote sensing satellites and other systems look across a much broader range of wavelengths, says Carter, which is exactly why they don't pick up signs of stress as soon as they might.
Effectively, you're diluting the capability of the sensor to detect stress in its early stages. What we have done is, through narrowband spectroradiometry that occurs throughout the visible, through near-infrared and mid-infrared spectral ranges, we have located the narrow bands which are most sensitive to plant stress, and those happen to occur in the far red portion of the spectrum.
Unhealthy plants reflect more light in these wavelengths than do healthy plants. Although he doesn't yet know exactly why, Carter believes it has to do with the inability of stressed plants to replace a particular kind of chlorophyll. Most importantly, the change shows up a full 2 to 3 weeks before there are any visible signs of damage.
In many situations, a 2 to 3 week heads-up warning of the onset of stress in a crop would give the farmer a tremendous advantage in controlling the problem, particularly if it were, say, an insect infestation or a drought stress situation.
In tests conducted so far, the change in plant reflectance seems to occur no matter what environmental factor is causing the stress. A follow-on step would be to see if these laboratory results also apply to airplane-mounted sensors overflying real fields.
Admittedly, our system at this point is a ground-based system. We've not yet put it up into an airplane. But in terms of cost, it wouldn't take that much more to modify this system as a good airborne system for, say, crop stress detection or forest stress detection. The cost here is not great.
If that works, Carter can envision a satellite equipped with sensors tuned to these special wavelengths, which could help farmers and foresters spot crop damage weeks in advance.
The economic benefits of having such a satellite could be tremendous. The applications of this technology are limited only by the imagination of those who are growing plants for a living.
Ironically, Carter and his colleagues didn't set out to discover the special frequency. It came out of basic research they were doing in the reflectance response of plants over a period of 8 years. Even now, Carter is cautious about saying he's found the key to early stress detection, but it looks promising. And someday, American farmers might be glad he kept pursuing this particular line of research. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.